Hello again. Now, as another TT comes to an end, I'm reminded that we talked of headaches in our last episode. A bit like the race organisers would have been experiencing this past week or so. I can recall standing at the roadside at Ballacrane some 40-odd years ago as a medical officer for the morning practices. As the first group of bikes arrived, twisting, convulsing, leaning over at ridiculous angles before heading off to Ballaspur, I can also recall my abject horror at what I was witnessing. I, as a new arrival here, couldn't believe my eyes. It was like something out of the film Ben-Hur. All those chariots, all that chaos, all that noise. This couldn't be happening. This can't be legal or allowed, I thought. Over the decades, though, things have altered, perceptions have softened. But seeing those leading bikes early in the senior race, at that speed, once again, I sensed, nope, this is simply far too fast for these conditions. Thankfully, at least for Hickey, it turned out to be an off somewhere relatively kind. For others, of course, not so. And so as the festival closes, as for so many locals, we're happy to see them arrive, happy if they have a lovely time. And of course, as the festival sort of closes, we're also happy to see them go home safe and well. As that firmly opinionated character Jeff Cannell once advised me, well, Doc, just accept the fact it's a choice and that the throttle does indeed go both ways. I do understand that now, but still. Ironically, all those eons ago, it was the discussion about mandatory seatbelts that found me at loggerheads with so many locals. For the many diehards on Manx Radio, they weren't happy. Oh no. Oh my word, the vitriol I find myself fielding. David Collister on the Man in Line had to repeat my Sunday AM broadcast a few times to allow some opinions to flow. Anyway, headaches. Oddly enough, headaches per se are not actually a so-called red flag for brain tumours. Many patients arriving for appointments concerned about headaches worry, of course, routinely about brain tumours and strokes. Strokes, again, don't tend to cause headaches. Unless it's the bleed type, the rare type, that does increase the pressure inside the noggin. Most strokes are what we call thrombotic, a clot forming, reducing blood flow, rather than a bleed. One type of brain bleed, though, we do tend to know about, which causes a sudden so-called thunderclap headache, is a subarachnoid hemorrhage, often caused by a bursting of something called a berry aneurysm, a tiny berry-like blood vessel swelling deep in the brain, often unknown about, often there since childhood, often runs in the families, until it just bleeds one day, it pops, it bursts. Though occasionally sufferers may just notice a few days prior to this major bleed a slight premonition, sort of mild headache, unusual, before the major burst, which then causes a severe headache, often associated with loss of consciousness, as the brain struggles to deal with the increasing pressure. Likewise, meningitis can do this. Not just the headache, but everything else that comes with it. Thankfully, due in no small part to our vaccination programs, we don't see such infections very often. Talking of vaccinations, the UK has once again seen an emerging issue not just with measles now, but whooping cough, with cases flying up in the first several months of this year. Worrying, there have been 5 deaths of babies in that time. Babies, of course, are the most concerning with whooping cough, particularly its severe. Hence, a vaccination offer for pregnant ladies from about 16 weeks up to 32 weeks of their pregnancies. It's safe, it's effective, and it's a protective effect. But as always, do take advice from your respective medical teams. I see the shingles vaccination in the Isle of Man is due to be offered to a wider audience. I suspect due to simply the availability of a more cost-effective vaccine. As previously, we had this tiny window of being 70 plus for that 1 year only when you can actually have the shingles vac on the NHS. Shingles tends to flush, of course, when chickenpox is about, as it's the same good old virus, just sort of reactivating along certain nerve roots, such as those of the chest or tummy wall, or sometimes the head. warning of its arrival with nerve pain along that particular route. Often confused initially with some other cause of pain, from strains or aches or even kidney stones to heart attacks to pleurisy or other forms of neuralgia, before the telltale chickenpox-like blisters pop up. So we continue the mystery of the human form. It never fails to amaze. Until next week then. Cheerio.